Field and his group, Poppy Relief, think Afghan opium should be legalised instead. It would benefit Afghan farmers, raise much-needed revenue for the government's nation rebuild, and stop the opium falling into the hands of the drug cartels. Field says it should be military strategy too.
In Afghanistan, we have chosen bombs rather than brains. And anybody who would be thinking about how do we get ordinary people, ordinary farmers who see poppies as a cash crop, how do we get them to protect the backs of our troops? We would be thinking about how do we harness this crop, how do we pay them for it, and how do we then use that crop to transfer it into medicines to counter pain.
Burned in Afghanistan and kept a secret here in Britain, no one wants to talk about the UK's opium growing programme. We asked both the farmers and the company they grow for, McFarlane Smith, if they would give us an interview. McFarlane Smith said they wouldn't allow the farmers to talk to us because it's part of their contract with the Home Office that they keep the poppy growing hush-hush. The Home Office also declined to comment. While poppies are increasingly harvested in Britain, the so-called war on drugs is being decisively lost. The UN says opium production in Afghanistan has been on the rise since the US occupation began in 2001. Laura Emmett, RT, Oxford.